From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The fighting continues in Ukraine today between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists just hours before a ceasefire aimed at halting the conflict is set to take effect. The ceasefire is due to take effect at 12:01 a.m. Sunday, local time. It comes several days after leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany agreed to the truce.
Я хочу, щоб ні в кого не було жодних ілюзій.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko warning his people there should be no illusions and that there is still a long way to go before peace is achieved. Fighting in eastern Ukraine was especially intense Friday in the strategically important area of Debaltseve, with at least 26 people killed, including Ukrainian soldiers and civilians. The UN Security Council is expected to meet tomorrow for an emergency session to shore up the ceasefire and to vote on a Russian-drafted resolution calling on all parties to implement the deal. The United Nations also says it is formally ending its support for the Democratic Republic of Congo military offensive against a rebel group because DRC generals leading the effort are accused of human rights violations. A UN official said Friday the DRC had 2 weeks to remove General Bruno Mendebu and General Fall Sekabwe, but failed to make the changes. Letters are now being sent to DRC authorities about the cessation of assistance. Nigeria's Boko Haram extremist group has for the first time attacked a village in Chad, widening an insurgency that has now drawn in four countries. Chadian officials say at least four people were killed during the Friday violence. Boko Haram has previously launched deadly attacks on towns in Cameroon and Niger. Those two countries, along with Chad, recently joined a regional offensive offering 7,500 troops at least against the Islamist group. This is VOA News. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has responded to overtures from President Barack Obama as the two sides try to reach a nuclear accord. Neither the White House nor Iran and Tehran have officially confirmed contact between the two leaders, according to the newspaper. Iran and the P5 plus one group, which is made up of the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany, are trying to reach a framework agreement in which Iran scales back its nuclear activity. Iran insists its nuclear program is peaceful. Islamic State suicide bombers mounted a failed attempt to blast their way into the Al-Assad airbase in Anbar province. An Iraqi army official said 8 suicide bombers were killed without penetrating the base perimeter. About 300 U.S. military personnel are at the base helping train Iraqi troops who are to battle the Islamic State group. Gunmen ambushed a polio vaccination team in northwestern Pakistan on Saturday, killing a driver. Authorities say the attack took place in a Pakistani tribal region near the Afghan border. The incident took place ahead of the beginning of a 3-day vaccination drive against polio, which was set to start Monday in the area where more than 85% of the world's worst cases were located last year. Here in the U.S., the families of 3 Muslims shot to death this last week by an enraged neighbor are monitoring developments of a joint probe by local and federal investigators. Police say they believe it was a long-simmering dispute over a parking space that led to the shootings. Some are concerned it might have been a hate crime. A 46-year-old man is charged with first-degree murder. President Barack Obama is taking action on cybersecurity after several high-profile attacks against U.S.-based companies and government agencies. VOA's Arupanda reports.
At a White House summit in California, Friday, Mr. Obama spoke to CEOs and consumer and privacy advocates and signed an executive order that lays out a framework for companies to share data about cyber threats to each other and to the government. He said the public and private sectors have a shared mission in combating cyber attacks.
So much of our computer networks and critical infrastructure are in the private sector, which means government cannot do this alone. But the fact is that the private sector can't do it alone either.
President Obama said both industry and government must work together as true partners, while also constantly evolving to deal with these new threats. Arupande, VOA News, Washington.
A report issued by the media watchdog Reporters Without Borders says press freedom declined around the world last year. The annual World Press Freedom Index said conditions in two-thirds of the 180 countries surveyed worsened in 2014. Finland earned the top mark for the 5th year. The Middle East and North Africa are in last place. And I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.